Here's a look at your midday markets on Thursday, April 9th, starting with a cattle auction at Springfield Livestock Marketing Center. They sold 2,538 head yesterday. Compared to last week, the steers under 600 pounds sold mostly 5 to 10 higher, with spots up to 20 higher. The heavier weight steers had too few comparisons but sold with sharply higher undertones. The heifers also sold with higher undertones compared to the light test from last week. The quality was more attractive as this was a special yearling sale and there were 8 full loads on offer. The supply was heavy with very good demand. Feeder steers, medium and large, won 3 to 4 weights, 630 to 650, 4 to 5 weights, 530 to 580, 5 to 6 weights, 485 to 542.50, 6 to 7 weights, 420 to 472.50, 7 to 8 weights, 377.50 to 440, 8 to 9 weights, 340 to 371, 9 to 10 weights, 338 to 344.50. Feeder heifers, medium and large, won 3 to 4 weights, 570 to 600, 4 to 5 weights, 485 to 520, 5 to 6 weights, 430 to 472.50, 6 to 7 weights, 415, 7 to 8 weights, 387.50. Looking at your prior day hog markets, starting with the barrows and goats, 2,260 head. Base carcass price was $90.29. Change was down 55 cents. For sows, there was a head count of 7,477 head, and the live price was $25 to $79.61. Looking at the midday futures from the Chicago Board of Trade, corn in May, 445 and a quarter, down 2. July, 465, down 2. September, 460, down 1 and 3 quarters. Soybeans in May, 1167 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter. July, 1182 and 3 quarters, up 4 and 3 quarters. August, 1177 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. Wheat in May, 575 and a half, down 4 and 3 quarters. July, 585 and 3 quarters, down 5 and a half. September, 598 and a quarter, down 6. Your livestock midday futures from the CME, live cattle in April, 248.67, down 32 cents. June, 245.32, down 60. August, 241.90, down 52 cents. Feeder cattle in April, 370.60, down 7 cents. May, 368.22, up 22. August, 368.02, up 7 cents. Lean hogs in April, 90.37, up 17 cents. May, 95.82, down 55. June, 103.92, down 72 cents. That concludes your midday market report on Thursday, April 9th, with the Missouri Department of Agriculture. This is Amanda Weberg.